This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people took part in Myanmar protests again on Sunday. A day prior, two people were killed when police and security forces used live rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannons against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the deadly violence late Saturday. He said the use of lethal force, intimidation, and harassment against peaceful demonstrators is unacceptable. The UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, tweeted, "I am horrified at more loss of life, including a teenage boy in Mandalay, as the ruling junta escalates its brutality in Myanmar." 20 people were wounded in Saturday's violence, according to the head of Volunteer Emergency Service. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says 569 people have been detained. The British government has a new coronavirus vaccination goal to give every adult in the country a first dose of the vaccine by July 31st. That's a month earlier than its previous target. The government also has a goal of everyone over 50 or with an underlying health condition to get a shot by April 15th, rather than the previous target of May 1st. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Sunday that the UK now has the supplies to speed up the vaccination campaign. U.S. federal regulators are investigating what caused a catastrophic engine failure on a United Airlines plane that rained debris on the city of Denver, Colorado's suburbs as the aircraft made an emergency landing. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is meeting with Iranian officials. The meeting is a bid to preserve his inspector's ability to monitor Tehran's atomic program. That's even as authorities said Sunday they plan to cut off inspector's surveillance cameras at those sites. Rafael Grossi's visit to Tehran comes as Iran tries to pressure Europe and the new Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal that President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from in 2018. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the cameras of the International Atomic Energy Agency would be shut off despite Grossi's visit to follow a law passed by Parliament. Turkey's president says common interests with the United States outweigh their differences and called for more cooperation with President Joe Biden's new U.S. administration. In a video message late Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that Turkish-American relations were seriously tested, but stressed that their strategic partnership has overcome all kinds of difficulties. Erdogan's conciliatory tone follows his strongly worded accusations that the U.S. supported Kurdish militants. Turkish troops last week found the bodies of 13 Turkish hostages held by the Kurdistan Workers' Party in a cave in northern Iraq. Turkey has been frustrated by U.S. support for Syrian Kurdish fighters battling the Islamic State group. Russia approved a third coronavirus vaccine for domestic use, though large-scale clinical trials of the shot, labeled CoronaVac, have yet to begin. Russia has already approved two COVID-19 vaccines, including the Sputnik V shot, following a similar approach of granting approval before seeing any late-stage trial results. The preemptive approvals had raised concerns among some scientists in the West, but inoculations with those first two shots began on a mass scale in Russia only after trials were concluded and showed success. Higher temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In hard-hit southern state of Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up on Saturday was expected to last for several days. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.